The question was asked, how do we define Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem, and do they apply in front of Jews or only in front of non-Jews? So actually, the term Kiddush Hashem means the sanctification of Hashem's name. The word Kiddusha actually means separate, unique. So Kiddush Hashem is when we give the impression, we give the understanding that Hashem is different than anything else. So if a person is willing to give up his life and not bow to an idol, that's called Kiddush Hashem. The Rambam writes that even if you're at home and no one's watching and you say, I won't go surfing the web. Okay, the Rambam doesn't talk about the web, but he says, I won't do a transgression. And no one knows about it, but I know that the reason I didn't do it is because Hashem said not to. So that's also Kiddush Hashem. Why? So I'm adding the explanation because I have shown that Hashem is different than anything else. I will not do it because Hashem said not to. No one's going to see me. Now, if I stand in front of 10 people, 10 Jews, and I do a mitzvah, so I show that I value what Hashem says, so I have done a Kiddush Hashem. I do that mitzvah in front of people. People see the respect I have for Hashem. So that's Kiddush Hashem. We do a few things that are a biblical fulfillment of Kiddush Hashem. The Chazan stands in the beginning of davening and says, Baruch Hu es Hashem Amvorach. Bless Hashem who is blessed. And the whole congregation responds, Baruch Hashem Amvorach L'Olam Ve'ed. So we unite as a congregation. We're going to say something, Davar Shebikdusha, words of sanctification, and we say it as a congregation. So there we just did Kiddush Hashem in Mass. That's a biblical fulfillment of the mitzvah. A man stands and says, Yitgadal v'yitkadash Shemei Rabba. May Hashem's exalted name be elevated. Yitgadal v'yitkadash, and may it be sanctified. And we all answer, Amen, right? So we partake of the Kaddish. So we also did a fulfillment of the biblical mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So sanctifying Hashem's name is when we, in Mass, will do something of sanctity, something that shows Hashem is unique, that we appreciate the uniqueness of the fact that Hashem is the Almighty. So doing a mitzvah in public or making a blessing like the Kaddish or the Baruch Hu. So those are fulfillments of Kiddush Hashem. Obviously, when a person says, I'm willing to give up my life and I won't go against what Hashem says, that's Kiddush Hashem. So if a person says, for the three mitzvahs that we're obligated to give up our lives, he says, I will not worship an idol. I will not commit adultery. Right? We know what are the three mitzvahs. I will not murder because Hashem said not to. And people see him, 10 Jews see him do this, and he gives up his life, al Kiddush Hashem, so then he has done the ultimate sanctification of Hashem's name. But that's just one type of Kiddush Hashem. We just gave three types. Now what happens if a non-Jew comes and says, I want you to cut off your payas, or I'm going to kill you. So he says, why do you want me to cut off my payas? It's because Hashem told you to keep him, and I'm telling you not to, so you're going to listen to me and cut off your payas. So if a Jew were to say, I'm not going to do that, and he gives up his life, so if there are 10 Jews present, even though he didn't, if the non-Jew wouldn't have done it in order to make him transgress the Torah, if he would just say, because I don't like the way it looks, so then you don't have to give up your life. But if he says, I want to show that you, Jew, are transgressing what Hashem told you, and the Jew says, no, I'm not going to transgress, so he should say that. We say, whenever it's shmad, whenever they're trying to say, you won't keep the Torah, so then we have a mitzvah to stand up against that and even give up our life on the smallest thing, even on a mitzvah which we ordinarily would not give up our lives for. And here again, we see that's Kiddush Hashem. We're sanctifying Hashem's name. We're saying Hashem is not one of the masses. He is unique. He is the Almighty. So that's Kiddush Hashem. Now, the antithesis of that is Chilul Hashem. What is Chilul Hashem? That's when a person gives the feeling that Hashem is no different than anything else. I can play games. I can cheat, I can steal, I can transgress mitzvah, it's okay. What does that mean, it's okay? It's okay means I could do whatever I want. Hashem is no different than anyone else. I could buy him off, I could just smooth talk my way out of it, or I could just ignore the mitzvot. So when a person transgresses in front of other people, what he's done is he's done a public chilul Hashem. So if a person says, I don't care, it's Shabbos, he turns on the light switch, that's a chilul Hashem. What did he just do? He showed everyone that what Hashem says doesn't carry any greater weight in his eyes. So that's Chilul Hashem. Chilul is the antithesis of Kiddush. Kiddush means I treat that as unique and separate. Chilul means it's no different than anything else. It's mundane. It's plain. It's common. It's no different than anything else. And so I have no respect for it. So if a person in the presence of 10 Jews were to board a train and say, I'm not paying, and just walk and sit down, what's he saying? Hashem is no different than anyone else. So what if Hashem said, I have to be honest and I have to pay? I'm not going to be honest. That's a chilul Hashem, and if it's done publicly, it's a public chilul Hashem, which is a severe transgression. If a person cuts a line, so what do people see? That a person wearing a yarmulke behaves like everyone else. He doesn't care to be honest and fair with other people. He's fine with cutting the line. So people will say, but everyone else is cutting the line. Right, but when you do it, you're doing something, you're saying what Hashem says doesn't carry any weight in my eyes. The trick is when you walk into a store, you walk into a confused line, you ask, who is last online? You ask it out loud and everyone hears you asked it, and then you also give the feeling, I respect order. I will not stand in this confusion where no one knows who's after anyone else. I will stand behind the person who can tell me they are last online, so I know I am last online.
No problem.
I'm saying that's the way to go. If you ask who is last online, then you're showing that you are ensuring that you will maintain the order. Whether they will maintain their order is not your problem. But you're not cutting anyone.
No.
Just a second, Alexis is before you. Yes, sir?
Back on the Kiddush Hashem, you were saying that if the non-Jew asks us to cut our payout and their logic is not to show that we don't have faith in Hashem or so, or like to make us transgress, are you saying that? So what should we do? Should we, because there's no mitzvah to step up and say, no, I'm not going to do it?
If a non-Jew just says, I'm doing this for the fun of it, I want to see a Jew cut off his forelock, so then he's not doing it to make you transgress. He says, I don't like the way you look. You're working in my office. He pulls out a gun and says, now you cut off those forelocks. So he's not doing it to make you...
So if we were to not do it, he kills us for that, then...
That's a machlokas. Rambam holds that if a person gives up his life for a mitzvah that he's not obligated to give up his life for, then it's not right to do that. Others disagree with the Rambam. Other Rishonim hold that that's a big mitzvah. And the proof they bring is the story of Elisha Baal Knafayim. The Talmud tells us the story, the Talmud in Tractate Shabbos, tells us the story that there was a time that the Romans made a decree that you're not allowed to wear tefillin. And there was one rabbi, Elisha, who wore tefillin and defied the Romans, and he wore them publicly. So the question is, why? Why was he defying the Romans if no one else did? So you're saying it was shmad, but the... saying, were they doing it to get the Jews not to keep the Torah? So that's what's not clear among the commentaries, because you see, no one else wore it. So everyone else was transgressing, everyone else should have given up their lives, and they didn't. And there are a few other stories in Talmud where we see that rabbis were willing to give up their lives. Rabbi Tarfon risked his life to say Kriyat Shema lying down. So there the rabbis didn't agree with him, but they didn't come out and say, you shouldn't risk your life for anything. They said, you shouldn't have risked your life because it's not the halacha. But if it would be the halacha, the indication is it's okay that you risked your life for a mitzvah. So that's why there are Rishonim, there are commentaries, earlier commentaries, who hold not like the Rambam. The well-known opinion is Maimonides' opinion. Maimonides' opinion is that you're not allowed to give up your life where the Torah doesn't obligate it. And others disagree. Others say that you can, if you're a pious person, you could give up, you could say, I'm willing to give up my life for other mitzvot as well.